There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about what you want. 855-450-FREE. We are on the transgender bathroom topic all over again. And a lot of people have strong opinions about this. They want to talk about it. The issue was a caller in the last hour, right in the beginning of the show, basically, first segment, just happened to call in and explain an incident that happened wherein the person was in the bathroom, the men's bathroom, and they saw a person they thought was a female in that bathroom. It was kind of threw them for a loop, a little shock, and then looked a little closer and noticed that that might actually be someone who was born as a male, perhaps a transgendered individual in the bathroom there, and it led to a larger conversation about, do you have a right to be not be offended by another person's presence in the bathroom? As far as I'm concerned, you don't have such a right. And there's all kinds of things that can be offensive. But one lady said that it was immoral to be transgender, just to be transgendered, let alone go into the supposed wrong bathroom. And I still don't know. She never really did give a satisfactory answer as to why it's immoral. Does God say something about that in the Bible, too? So what is it that is immoral about it? What is wrong with someone who believes something about themselves, firmly believes it so much that they're willing to put themselves in one of the most awkward positions you could be in socially? Nobody really wants to do this, right? Nobody, I mean, wants to be a pariah socially. And I'm not saying that I would treat a person as a pariah. I respect people's choices. But there's enough people out there. We heard a story about a transgender person who was not feeling welcome in either bathroom. Why would someone voluntarily choose to do that?
Well, one thing we haven't touched on is I didn't realize this was going to go in the direction of God said this and God said that. But if God creates us all whole, perfect, and complete, we need to acknowledge that God creates some of us sexually androgynous, that there are a surprising number of people who, the gender's a little shifty as to who this is and exactly what's going on down there. And I'm just going to go out there and say, it's none of your business. But yeah, this is true. Like, this is, we cannot say that God creates everybody perfectly male and female. God chooses to create some of them in the middle or, undefined or whatever term we're going to use for it. And how do we treat those people? And what bathroom should do we need the crotch feeler at the door to decide who gets to go where? I mean, now, and if you acknowledge that God creates some people sexually ambiguous physically, then why can we not acknowledge that God might create some people sexually ambiguous mentally? If that's the case, then what's wrong with that person trying to fit in the world the way they wish to fit in?
Indeed. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to share your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Eric in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, y'all brought up so many different issues. First of all, about the I'm a business owner. I have the right to run my business any way I want to. I believe in that to a point. If you run a business and you open it up to the public, you also have taken on the responsibility of the public's safety while they're in your business. Now, I bring that up because if you open up public restrooms to transgender, whoever wants to go wherever they want to go, they can go there. What's going to keep some pervert from putting on a dress, a guy pervert, from putting
on a dress, I got you,
going, hey, I am transgender. I'm pre-op transgender. I'm going to go to girls' ball.
Yep.
What's to prevent that right now?
Well, nothing right now prevents it as far as what the conversation is going, the way we're talking. But if you open it up to transgender, it's going to open that door up more.
Well, I think that it's already the door. What you're talking about as far as transgenders already occurs.
Right now, here in Arkansas right now, I'm in a small town. I got 285 people in my hometown.
All right. It's a little bitty place.
If I walk into the gas station I'm stopped at right now, if I walk into the gas station here and I see a guy dressed like a woman walk into the girls' bathroom and I know that there's a couple of teenage girls in there, hey, I'm going to raise some alarm here.
That you should talk to the business manager if that's what you wish to do, and then they should be able to handle that the way they wish to handle it. But right. The point I'd like to make is we're singling out transgenders here.
Law as transgender can go wherever they want to. If that is a
no
law.
One said that. No one here has said there should be a law. On this show.
Right. I'm just saying there isn't a law that says that you can't.
Right. We've specifically been talking about private property. So I want to make sure we're clear on this, that as a private property owner, you should be able to sit.
You are still responsible for the public's safety on property.
I don't believe that's true. How could the private property owner have to provide, why do I have to put a bouncer in the bathroom?
McDonald's. How come they consume McDonald's for you spilling hot coffee on you when you ordered hot coffee?
As I understand, that case was overturned. But let me ask you this. If we're talking about men are rape machines, which is kind of what you're saying here, that's fine. We'll just go ahead with that.
I use the man as the example. Female.
Right, because he's stronger.
It's either way. I mean,
okay,
a female could be just as big of a predator as a male.
Where do you want the gay people to go potty? Because gay people are going to the bathroom with your young son. My 7-year-old son goes to the bathroom by himself in public, and I can assure you he cannot fight off a grown man in the bathroom. Is that business owner in some way responsible for something terrible that happens to young people in his bathroom?
Morally, no, but
no, he's not.
No, not even he's legally. Not
I mean,
or you're responsible for anything that happens on your property. Period. I'm sorry. I mean, this is we've turned into a hey, what's through everybody's society.
Yeah, well, so, that's one of the problems with being open for business.
It's that way, but I mean, morally, no. In my opinion, no, the business owner is not responsible.
Well, I don't even think legally, because, you know, the difference between somebody being molested or raped in a bathroom, by just some other customer is very, very different than an employee acting on behalf of the business doing something to damage or to harm a customer. In the latter case, it seems pretty clear that the business would have some liability. But in the former case, unless that bathroom is being monitored 24/7 by cameras, which would probably put the business in a liability as well.
Their business that way. I mean, going to that argument, I mean, there is a law against that. There's a lot of gray area there. And we keep talking about what does it matter to me what this guy wants to do or this woman wants to do with their life? If they want to change to be, if he feels like he's more comfortable and identifies better as a woman or she identifies better as a male, so be it. Okay, I'm cool with that. If you want to identify as a dog, then I'm cool with that too. But if you go and hike your leg on a, fire hydrant in public, you're going to get in trouble.
You probably will.
There's no guarantee that. Okay, you're saying, I heard y'all say that there's no right for me not to be offended or in a bathroom. Okay, well, there's no right for you to urinate wherever you want to either.
Oh, I totally agree.
Out where I live, there's all kinds of trees, and nobody's going to bother you.
Oh, yeah, but I totally agree with you there, Eric. Of course there's no right to go to the bathroom wherever you want because of private property.
Here's the solution.
Yeah.
We can cut it down to a really simple solution. I mean, we overthink it. We get emotional into it. Look, it's like this. If you're a male, if you have male parts between your legs, you go to the male bathroom. If you have female parts between your legs, you go to the female restroom. If you identify as the opposite sex and you're pre-surgical, I'm sorry. What you've got between your legs determines where you go to the restroom.
See, I would say something similar. However, what I would say is that you just have to be convincing. Because no one's going to check for what's between your legs. I don't want to live in the world where people care what's between my legs. What I say is what's convincing. I could be sitting here as a woman, but I've convinced you that I'm a man, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true. Eric, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate it. Thank you, sir. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I want to make sure we got room to get as many people in here as possible. Lots of folks with opinions and strong ones. Steve, in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Steve.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I feel like we just kind of slippery slope here. We just keep adding on to the slippery slope, and the society just won't accept the way we're slipping is what I'm trying to get to. I mean, we got special rules right now for the gays and the gender types that are confused. but even special rules for them. That means laws that are made up to protect these people that that go far beyond what...
Well, I don't think that there should be special treatment for anybody, and thank you, Steve, for your call tonight. There's more on the way here in moments on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BIDBIT.CO, BidBit.CO.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-453, or you can join us via Skype. And you'll tend to sound a lot better on Skype. Skype username here tonight is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to check out the Pocket Power Plus. It is a battery, but it's a little more than your standard battery. There's a lot of these batteries out there that'll charge up your phone, for instance, and it can do that. It can charge your phone probably for more than at least a day or two, and depending on how much you use it, obviously.
But right, the big phones.
Yeah, you can charge, you can run your electronic devices for hours, even days if necessary, with the Pocket Power Plus. And the Plus stands for the fact that this is an amazing breakthrough in portable power technology. And plus, you could even jumpstart a car in some circumstances with the Pocket Power Plus. Now, how do you get it? You go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. And the 9 is a way for them to give you a special discount because you're coming through through our front door, if you will. And so, again, PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to get an even better price on the Pocket Power Plus. But you're already getting it at half off just by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. And it comes with, by the way, the jumper cables. It comes with an accessory pack that has all kinds of adapters to likely make this thing hook up to whatever phone or laptop you might possess. And, again, comes with the jumper cable. So go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've been talking about bathroom issues, specifically who should be allowed.
I can't believe this has been what it is.
It's back, Mark. I mean, it was a good topic previously. We didn't bring this to the table tonight. We just had somebody randomly call in about this. And people have very, very strong feelings about this. And then that's understandable. You know, when you talk about something on talk radio, if you're discussing something that everyone can relate to, then it's inevitable that a lot of people are going to have, especially if it's controversial, it's inevitable that a lot of people are going to want to participate. They're going to want to have their opinion heard. And everyone who is a human being, everyone who, you know, whether they can even understand the words I'm saying, they can relate to this issue because everybody goes to the bathroom. And so inevitably people are going to have opinions about this, and probably every single person who walks into a bathroom will have an opinion about this one way or the other. I'd be interested to know what the breakdown is. It would make for an interesting opinion survey to see how people would feel about encountering a transgender person in the bathroom. Personally, it wouldn't bother me at all. I'm there to do my business. I don't care who else is in there as long as they're not creeping on people. And I don't see any reason why someone who's transgendered would be more or less likely to creep than anyone else. There's plenty of creeps out there. Just because they have a belief about the gender that they should be doesn't make them more likely to be a child molester or anything like that at all.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this. Children were brought into the issue, I didn't even think about it, but my son's been introduced to transgendered people and hasn't thought about it at all.
Yeah, there was at least one at the Keenvention.
Yeah.
And she's very nice.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
All right, let's continue here in moments, or actually right now, with your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, we've got Brian in Indianapolis listening to WIVC. Hello, Brian.
Hello. You guys have kind of backed off of the reason I called, but one of you mentioned my son going to the bathroom next to a gay man. Well, I'm a gay man. I'm a veteran. You'd never know I was gay if you met me day to day. But I was kind of offended by that comment. I try to be a libertarian, but there are certain things that I probably don't fit into the libertarian mold on. I'm very conservative, even as a gay man.
Yeah, they have the Log Cabin Republicans. It's a gay organization amongst the Republicans.
From whom did this offensive comment come?
He misunderstood what I said.
Yeah, I haven't.
So what I was trying to do was show to the gentleman what we were talking about is that it's sort of ludicrous that a transgendered person might be a threat to somebody in the bathroom. Right?
Right.
And what I used as an example was, look, if you think transgendered people are threats in the bathroom, you likely think that gay people are threats in the bathroom. So look, my son goes into the bathroom on his own, and he's probably gone in with gay people because, well, you know, something like 10% of the population's gay, and somehow he's come out whole and complete, and it hasn't been a problem. That's what I was trying to get across.
Okay, I appreciate that, but that is what sparked me to call in, is
okay.
It just seemed like a slam on gay people. And
right, so now you understood that you misunderstood the comment, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Or either that or we miscommunicated it, but I'm pretty sure, Mark, that you communicated it straight. Sometimes it's hard. You know, you're driving in the car and you don't hear the full conversation.
Things go fast.
I'd like to clarify, by the way, you guys there in Indy, you are only getting our show on Saturday nights. We do a show seven nights a week. And our Monday night co-host is as flaming gay as they get. His name is Derek J. Freeman. He's a good friend of mine. He is my roommate, and he hosts his own show called Flaming Freedom. So if there was any doubt that Free Talk Live was gay friendly, then that should have cleared it up there for you. And I would recommend you check out Flaming Freedom, by the way, if you are gay.
He's conservative.
It will.
Yeah, you should check it out anyway, Mark. Don't prejudge. Don't prejudge what his opinions might be because he self-describes as conservative. I think. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the
prepare
call
to be
tonight.
Horrified.
Right. Thanks. Flaming Freedom, by the way, is not a show meant for broadcast radio. It is very, very much an internet sort of show, and it can be a little offensive at times. Maybe a lot offensive, depending on your proclivities and preferences.
Yep.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything here. We've got, what does that say, Carl? Carl in Fountain, Florida?
No,
Carrie?
It's Carrie.
Carrie, I'm sorry. The letters were a little too small for
See,
me there.
See, what bathroom are you going to pick now?
Go ahead with your thoughts, please, Carrie.
Well, we're driving, and we listen to your station occasionally, and the issue of the transgender in the bathrooms came up. We came from Miami, and my husband is a cross-dresser. He's a heterosexual cross-dresser. We know plenty of cross-dressers, transgendered, transsexual, pre-op, and post-op. And what we learned was that you are allowed to go to the bathroom as how you present. If you're dressed as a woman and you're a guy, you should be allowed to go in the women's room. Now, there are stalls in the men's room and stalls in the women's room. I personally would be very uncomfortable if my husband took our baby daughter into the men's room to change. That's why I think the best introduction that came out was the family restroom. If you have one available, which I think a lot of major businesses should have available, if you feel that you might come across into a problem, go to the family restroom. I think that's the best thing that people could ever have in their establishment.
You know, I'm curious to know more about if you don't want to talk about it, I'm fine. I understand that. But I'm curious to know more about living with a husband who's a cross-dresser. If you want to hang on, Carrie, I'd like to ask you a few more questions about that. You know, like, when did you find out he was a cross-dresser? 855-450-FREE. Was it the first date? 855-450-3733. Is he cross-dressing right now? Is it like an all-of-the-time thing? These are the questions I want to know. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial in toll-free here, 855-453 is the number, and you can also join us via Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. If you get online at all, whether it's on a smartphone, laptop, desktop computer, tablet, then you really ought to look into ProXPN. They will help protect you online from various people who might want to pry into your activities, namely your internet service provider or maybe the local coffee shop IT manager, somebody perhaps sniffing your Wi-Fi packets wherever you happen to be. You can put a stop to those activities by encrypting your data connection with ProXPN. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there by downloading their free software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, as well as Linux. You get started with the free software, and then when you're ready to upgrade to premium, you'll get servers around the world you can connect to, unlimited bandwidth, private torrenting ability, and you'll get past regionally blocked websites. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 to get the discount of 50% off the price of their annual account on that premium package. So again, code is FTL50. The website is proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all, unlike your ISP, who is probably logging every website that you visit and all the search terms you're entering. So go get started. Protect yourself right now. You can do it with no obligation over at proxpn.com/FTL. Again, promo code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of the annual account, which brings the price down to around $5 a month. Let's go right into your calls and thoughts here. We've got Carrie still with us listening in Florida. And Carrie, you said that your husband is not transgender, but a crossdresser, a heterosexual crossdresser, meaning a man who enjoys dressing up in the clothing and the trappings, accessories of a woman. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. And it's not a sexual thing. That's usually a, what's it called? I forget what it's called. But anyway, no, he's always liked it since he was very young, apparently. We were both married before. We were twice married, never divorced. We were widowed. And when we met, he had a big, nice mustache. And I had no clue. We got married. And 5 years down the road, I found out he was a crossdresser.
Interesting. He kept it from you for 5 years?
Yes. He used to. I would volunteer and do work, and while he was gone, he would need to dress.
Wait. Now, just to be clear, did he have his own stash of women's clothing that he would like dig into while you were gone, or would he just cross dress in your clothes?
A little of both.
Where did he hide his stuff?
I don't know. Where did he hide your stuff? Buried in the closet, and we
buried in the closet. Okay.
We had like two households. He had a household. I had a household, and a lot of stuff got put wherever we could put it.
Yeah, that happened.
So five. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say 5 years in. What was the event?
5 years in,
what happened?
I had found some pictures of him in some outfits, and he said, "Well," and I don't know why I was stupid enough to believe it, but he said, "Oh, I put them on to see how they might look on you." You know, I'm a heavy set woman. I've lost some weight since, but. Dummy me, and just totally naive, I believed it. And I said, well, just please don't do that anymore. And I'm sure he did. But anyway, I apparently came home a couple times, and he had to hurry and take the things off. But then there was a show on called, I think it was My Secret Wardrobe or something like that on TLC or something like that. And he sat me down. I think he had watched it before, and he let me watch it, and he basically told me that's what he is, a crossdresser. Well, I did, and I found out when the wives or women or whoever find out about the thing, their significant others, the first thing they ask is, are you gay? In our ignorance, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, in our ignorance, the first question usually is, are you gay? Well, that was a big no. Are you going to change? Are you interested in changing your gendering? He said, no. And I think there's another couple questions that are some people ask, but the other one is, are you keeping anything else from me? And he said, no.
Yeah. So I love this story. I think it's really interesting. I don't know if we've ever really talked about just plain old cross-dressing. So I still have more questions. So another question, is... Now, and I imagine there's different levels of this, right? Because there's, you know, a spectrum of everything out there, as we've been discussing tonight. So do some cross-dressers, and you may not know because you may not have experience with other ones, just him, but so I'm just throwing this question out there to the world. Do some cross-dressers do their, put on makeup, and others just want to look like a man in a dress?
Yes. Now, understand, the biggest thing, another question was why. Most cross-dressers do not know why. But understand, all of society's exposure to cross-dressers are Clinger from MASH, Guys and Dolls, Bosom Buddies, I mean, Tom Hanks.
Yep.
What else? Tootsie.
Sure.
You know, things like that. And there was always a reason why Clinger wanted out of the Army.
Yep.
Tootsie needed a job. Buddies, they needed a place to live. So there was always a real reason why. Well, for most cross-dressers, there isn't. Now, not all cross-dressers are transsexual. Some are. Some do progress towards that. But anyway, the first thing I did was get online to the computer, and this was in IRC chats. It wasn't Facebook or anything like that. This was 14 years ago. We've been married 19 years. So I got on the computer and I found a chat room that were cross-dressers. I figured there had to be something. And I explained the situation. I said, I have questions. And what they all said, ask away. We're glad to answer. Well, almost every question I asked, they could only give their answer, but most of the time it was, you've got to ask him. Well, my husband didn't know why he cross-dressed, but we found all kinds of people who we could talk to, and we learned a lot. And after a while, I got used to it. There were rules that I had, as far as intimacy. I wanted him as a man.
Okay.
But I won't go into all that. But eventually,
No, that's understandable. So is it still something that he's just sort of doing on his own at home? Or?
Sounds like a hobby. The guy just likes the feeling of silky panties. What's the big deal?
Whatever. I don't care. Whatever floats your boat. But I mean, is this something where he'll dress up as he goes out places, or is it only an in the home kind of thing?
It started out in the home. We found a really nice group at the time called Triad, and they would go out and. I gave him some of my clothes. I bought him some clothes. I bought him some shoes. We bought a wig for him. Eventually he let his hair grow out. He shaved his mustache. He finally got my permission to do it. I do miss the mustache. But anyway, I've accepted it. He would go in underwear and sometimes maybe a bra underneath his clothes. He would go to work. And believe it or not, eventually he was allowed to cross-dress at work.
Incredible.
It was the law. They couldn't tell him he couldn't.
Hey, Carrie, thank you. I think it's been very, very interesting, enlightening information that you shared with us, and very personal. I appreciate you digging deep for us, and thank you for the call and hanging on with us tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
It's a wild world out there, and that guy with the epic mustache might wear women's clothes at home.
Yep.
You never know. And, or maybe why do you care?
Or maybe he's wearing them right now.
Grow up. Who cares?
What are you wearing? 855-450-FREE. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features there. We're going to continue. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. And you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
Improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, still to come tonight, a TSA agent is speaking out against groping. But with you in studio right now, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter into Amazon there. You can also use Walmart. There's a Walmart link there, by the way. But Amazon's really where it's at. You go to the Amazon stores in either the UK, Canada, or the US, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So just go to the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done, get what you're looking for. And again, Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through shop. freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls and thoughts. We've got Ari listening in Montpelier, Vermont. Ari, you're on Ari, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, you're on the air and I'm doing well. Go ahead.
Well, I'm transgender. I'll start with that. And addressing the restroom issue, since I started living full-time, I'm pre-op, by the way, but since I started living full-time and I'm out in public, I have always used the women's restroom.
How convincing are you? I know this has got to be hard to answer for yourself, but how convincing are you?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that because oftentimes, I live in a very small town, and oftentimes a lot of people say, I never thought of you as anything other than a woman until you speak because of my voice.
Okay.
So I guess to answer that question is I would be what they would call passable.
Yep, gotcha.
Okay. I've had experiences throughout the country, because I've lived all over the country, where in my travels, going into a men's room, and I won't say presenting myself as female, because I am female. It's not presenting myself. This is who I am.
You don't feel confused, as some of the callers were rudely suggesting earlier?
Oh, I am confused, and I'm probably a little angry about it, but that's really here and there.
But what I mean is you're not confused about your own gender.
Oh, I've known since I was 4 years old.
Right.
I grew up in an Italian Catholic family. I have five brothers.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to communicate to them earlier, is that the folks who are transgendered are not confused, at least the ones that I've known. They're very, very sure of who they are. And so tell me more about your experiences, about, you know, seeing people in these bathrooms across the country. What have you experienced?
Well, first, I've known since I was 4 years old. I'm in my 50s. I've been in restrooms, going into a men's restroom, presenting, as they say, presenting myself as female. I've run into violence. I've run into accusations. I've run into verbal abuse.
Mm.
Potential physical abuse.
So men's bathrooms seem like the more dangerous place for you.
I believe it.
Absolutely. And when I'm using a women's restroom, I'm in there for a purpose, and that's to use the restroom.
Right.
I'm not in there for any other purpose. You're in your own separate stalls in most cases, in most of these restrooms. They're not like in a men's room where you could have open stalls everywhere. You do your business, you wash your hands, you leave. It's as simple as that. I've never been confronted in a women's restroom as to my gender identity.
Now, I think it's fascinating.
A funny thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Growing up, we used to go to a spa with the family on weekends. The two younger of us boys, would always be brought with our mother into the women's locker room to change and put on our swimsuits. That was never a problem, and that was back in the 60s.
Yeah, I think that there's an age at some point where it just starts getting weird, and I don't know what that age is, but I suspect it's somewhere around 6 years old. But before that, it's just like, you know, you go with mom.
Yeah.
All right, good call. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I'm just really sad that people want to throw in religious beliefs and things of that nature. The biggest thing I want to say to the religious people is, according to the religion, we were all made in God's image. So wouldn't that make God everyone?
Indeed.
Yeah, God's clearly got to be, like androgynous is the best term I can come up with.
Yeah.
You know, God's not male or female, right?
Correct.
All right, good call. Hello? Thanks. Very thoughtful. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The physical trappings of gender are something that God would have had to have created in order for the species to procreate, and every other species to procreate. Now, I don't know how this came about. I am a believer. However, I also believe in evolution at the same time. So somehow or another, I can fit those things in for my mind. But I mean, you know, gender is just something to procreate the species, to make us work together, you know, those kind of things. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, God being male or female. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, let's continue where we have Aaron on the line listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Aaron.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
I guess I wanted to throw out a different question. You guys seem to be, the restroom thing doesn't really have a lot of consequences, I think, if someone's in there doing their business.
Right.
But what about something else, like if you had a transgender person competing in competitive sports?
We did.
I think there's, excellent question.
There's a cage match fighter who's a post-operative female who's, I guess, does a pretty good job of beating the snot out of women. Or there was a high school kid, I guess he was a pre-op male, who was wanting to play girls softball. And in both situations, I think you have people who are developmentally male, maybe not psychologically female. And but, you know, they've obviously got a competitive edge. It's men against women, physical-wise. And I'm not talking people who are, like, you know, ambiguous, like you had that runner in South Africa who obviously had some questions, but someone who's specifically solidly male but identifies as female or whatever.
That's an interesting question. Again, I think it would come back to private property, in that if the team was a private team, that they should be able to make those determinations.
Usually there's associations that go along.
Yeah.
But let's assume for a second that you and I are the league, you know, and it's a league for a sport where upper body strength really makes a difference. And I'm going to have to say that it's too much for me. Like, I just can't answer this question because I find it to be an unfair advantage. But at the same time, I find that if you have the dedication in order to change your genitals, which in most cases are, you know, dearly held by an individual, if you have that kind of dedication, like, I'd say, okay, I get it. You know, you really are a woman, whatever. I think it's so difficult that I would probably just say you can't compete here because it's just so hard to say. I mean, if we're talking about, for instance, like you'd said, mixed martial arts fighting, I am not going to let somebody who has the upper body strength of a man go in and fight fair against a woman. That's not, that ain't a fair fight.
Well, now what if she's jacked? I mean, what if this lady's been
there
working
are a few
out,
gals pumping, out there that
pumping iron
that can beat men, but they are rare bird.
Aaron,
I'll say.
Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, no, I think you guys answered my question. So, I guess maybe just broadly, you know, where there's other consequences, like a restroom is just, as you said, you go in there, you do your deuce, and wash your hands, and you're done. So,
right. Yeah, everyone's equal on that account. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, yeah, I think it would come down to what the league wants. You know, what rules does the league feel would be the most fair rules? And if you don't like those rules, don't play in that league or start your own league, right? And I think it would be pretty entertaining to have a tranny league.
I suppose. Let's start with roller derby.
Ooh, a tranny roller derby league?
It'd be
fun. Yeah, it would. That would be very entertaining. Because, you know, I've noticed at least, and it's probably an unfair stereotype to say that just gay people just seem to have a little bit more fun with, you know, being flamboyant and, you know, knowing how to party and all that. This has been my experience.
You can try it anytime, buddy.
Try going gay?
Yeah.
I've kind of tried
give a
that
shot.
In the past. I've kind of been there. The toll-free number is 855.
You're not fun at all, so it's just a broad...
Well, I'm not gay, right? I'm, you know, just experimented when I was a kid, and that's about it. I'm comfortable. Let's go to Jason. He's in Newport. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. Great show.
Our pleasure. You go ahead, sir.
Well, I just heard you say something about tranny. I always thought that that was a derogatory term for transgender people.
I think that it can be used in any manner, any variety of manners.
You know what, Jason, stand by. I want to bring you back, make sure you have a chance to get all your thoughts out. So if you don't mind, hang on.
I think it's the tone of voice.
Oh, in the way that you deliver it, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. More coming up here in moments. If you'd like, you may share your thoughts with us. 855-453. More Free Talk Live on the way.
So the protection of life, liberty, and properties is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.